The best ant farms for aspiring entomologists. When you are a child, you have no idea of how vast the world can be and the levels of complexity that different organisms can have. When I was very young, my father gave me my first pet, which was mine to take care of it and protect, and that was a colony of red ants. At first, I was a bit scared of this gift, as I didn't know what to do. But my father took the time to explain to me about their way of life, architecture, and even the different levels of hierarchy in the anthill. Little by little, these little animals won my heart to the point where I wanted, at only 11 years old, to know everything about their way of life, feeding, and development. Every day I noticed that my colony grew in size, and I could spend hours and hours amazed at their behavior and routines. The more I grew up, the more I got along with my pets to the point that I began farming other types of ants and developing other types of more complex and much more interesting ant farms. All this was born from a small colony of red ants, and it is something that I thank my father to this day. This is one of the best reasons why, without a doubt, I can assure you that a good ant farm could teach any child interested in entomology, biology, and the life of insects in their own habitat. In this section, I will take care of showing you all the details that you must take into consideration when choosing your first ant farm, as well as the basic food and even the types of natural sand that you can use to guarantee a long and healthy life in your colony. Are you ready? So let's get to it. How to raise an ant colony? All right, so whether you're just curious and want to start your career as ant watcher, or you've been lucky enough to find a queen ant this nuptial flight season and want to know what your next step is in starting your own ant colony, this article will guide you through all the basics of ant farming, as well as answering your most frequently asked questions, to get your journey in ant keeping and farming off to the right start. Start caring for ants. One of the most common questions I've ever heard is, what is the best ant species for beginners? And in fact, it is a very good question, since many people will believe that the correct ant to start with must be acquired in mascot stores for sale or bought for high prices on specialized pages near me. And even though these options are valid, it is not necessary to start your breeding, as actually, any species of ant that you commonly see outside your home can be suitable to start. Do you not believe me? Well, growing up in Toronto, Canada, you get to know so many species of ants that would make good pets, such as pavement ants in the genus Tetramorium or maybe carpenter ants in the genus Campanatus, as well as field ants. Black ants of the genus Formica and garden ants of the genus Lasius. All these species are part of the ecosystem that surrounds you and are adapted to its weather conditions, water quality, types of food, etc., which will make your experience with the ants and their lifespan much easier. This will be one valuable point to keep in mind when starting. If the ant is used to the environment, you want to use it. We mention this because a very common practice among new ant collectors is to buy ants online to send them from outside their country, and if said species comes from a different climate or has a specific diet of the area from which it is original, it will not be able to adapt easily to its new home. Also, one of the advantages of keeping captured ants locally is that if you can no longer keep them for whatever reason, you can always release them without any negative impact on your local ecosystem or the ants. What do I need to start my ant farm? Basically, as part of your started kit, you need a queen ant, as she is the one that lays all the eggs and will keep your colony growing for years. There are three ways to get one. 1. You can try to dig up a colony with a queen in the wild, which is the most difficult option, because the workers will hide the queen well, and also, you risk injuring the queen. 2. You can try to catch a newly mated queen ant and start your colony from there, which personally is the best option. 3. Finally, purchase a queen ant directly from a local collector who can get exactly the creature you're looking for a price.